Many people consider choices from dictionary publishers, including artificial intelligence, authentic, or RIS, to be words of the year. But the Associated Press reported on some words used in other parts of the world that have been gaining popularity. So today, we will look at other words from around the world for 2023. In Australia, the local Macquarie Dictionary has been selecting a word of the month all year. One was "cosy lives," a word that Australians use to complain about the high cost of living. Another was "murder noodle," for a snake in a country that is home to the world's most poisonous snake. But "password child" is a word that many parents can recognize. Australians use the term to describe children seen as favored over their brothers or sisters because their name is used in their parents' passwords. Paul McKenzie, a cleric in the East African nation of Kenya, said the word "kitawaramba" on his way to court. He was accused of asking his followers to starve themselves in order to meet Jesus. More than 400 people died as a result. The unfamiliar word appeared to be a threat. Now Kenyans use it to warn others that something bad might happen to them for their actions. Criminal groups have brought violence, including killings and kidnappings, to the daily lives of people in Haiti, an island nation in the Caribbean Sea. Civilians have been fighting back and saying "bois calé" as they chase suspected criminals. "Bois calé" means peeled wood in the Haitian Creole language. The term had long been used to express male dominance and power. Now it has spread overseas. A video on social media shows a group of Latino soccer fans saying "bois calé" after their team beat an opponent. No other word represents the tension between China and the United States more than "spy balloon." It began when a Chinese balloon entered U.S. airspace over Alaska. The balloon then flew slowly and stayed over some western states that were home to sensitive military areas. U.S. warplanes followed it for several days before shooting it out of the sky over water off the coast of South Carolina. China protested the downing and called it an attack on a weather balloon by U.S. military forces. A witness to the downing of the balloon compared it to a Top Gun movie. The top Buddhist leader at the Kiyomizu Temple in Kyoto wrote the word "zei" in a closely watched yearly event. The Japanese public chose "zei," which means taxes, to best represent the year 2023. Many expect taxes to increase to pay for the country's military buildup. Under the latest national security plan, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's government aims to double Japan's yearly defense spending to about $69 billion. That would make the country the world's third largest military spender after the U.S. and China. Shandao Hoze, or Mountain Road Monkey, was first used to describe young Taiwanese who like to ride motorcycles fast through the country's winding mountain roads. But the term became a popular expression for young people's economic pressures after a 20-minute film on YouTube called The Life of a Mountain Road Monkey. In the movie, the road monkey lends his girlfriend money to improve her bike, but she cheats on him and leaves him. In debt, he works overtime to make money, does not have time for friends, and finally dies in a crash. His story started a discussion about the low pay and long hours for many in Taiwan, where housing and traditional success are often out of reach. In many countries, there has been a big increase in the number of people who select the word nun when asked about their religion. The non-believers, atheists, or agnostics have become known as the nuns. The nuns are believed to make up 30% or more of the adult population in the United States and Canada, as well as several European countries. Japan, Israel, and Uruguay are among other nations where large numbers of people are nuns. And that's the world, in other words, for 2023. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.